Tomorrow morning, weather permitting, Americans east of the Rockies will be able to look up in the sky and see something that we haven't seen since 1882. That's right, the brood 10 cicadas have come and gone 7 times since the last transit of Venus. And here to tell us what that is and when and how to watch it is Kelly Beatty, executive editor of Sky and Telescope magazine. Kelly Beatty, what is going to happen tomorrow morning?
Tomorrow morning, we're going to see a miniature eclipse of the sun. Venus will be passing directly between the Earth and the sun. To our eyes, it will look like a small black dot patiently crossing the sun's disk over about 6 hours.
In the east of the U.S., starting about when?
For us in the eastern U.S., this event will actually be underway at sunrise and last about, an hour and a half. If you're in the Midwest, you'll see 30 minutes to an hour. But the most exciting part will be at the last 20 minutes when Venus is leaving the sun's disk. It will show us some things about Venus that you can't ordinarily see, like evidence of its atmosphere.
Hmm. How should people view this?
Well, you have to be really careful, Robert. The sun's not a good thing to look at without filters at any time, sunrise included. You can use your telescopes or even your binoculars, if you have them, to view this. And the way to do it is to point them at the sun and not look through them, but rather let the sunlight stream out of the eyepiece and onto a white card. And you can get a nice sharp image of the sun, and you'll be able to see Venus as a round and perfectly circular black dot.
Why is it that when this last happened in 1882, the previous transit of Venus had occurred not long before, in 1874? It's happening now in 2004. It's going to happen again in 2012. Why gaps of only 8 years in those two cases, but in this case, a gap of 122 years since the last time it happened?
This is the sort of stuff that keeps astronomers in business. Venus and Earth have orbits that are not aligned with one another. They're kind of like two skewed plates stacked on top of one another. And so only when the lineup is just right does this happen at all, and that geometry repeats. It will happen 8 years from now in 2012, and then not again for more than a century.
In 1882, when the last transit of Venus occurred, this was a big event.
It was. And, you know, historically, since the 1600s, astronomers have looked to this to help them discover a sort of fundamental constant of our solar system, the distance between the Earth and the sun. By the time of 1882, we'd nailed it down pretty well, so the scientific value of this transit had kind of waned. But because it was happening where the entire U.S. could see it, it was a big media event. People lined up on the streets of New York to take a look through telescopes. There was a U.S. commission on the transit of Venus and so forth.
I have read that John Philip Sousa wrote a march about it, although I must say it's not one of his more famous marches.
No, it's not. But, you know, it was a place and time when astronomical events really gripped the public in ways that perhaps they don't now.
We in the United States will only see this for a relatively short part of the entire 6 hours you've mentioned. Where on Earth is the ideal spot? Where would you see this absolutely best?
If you want to see the whole event, you're streaming as we speak to Europe or Asia or Africa, where the entire 6 hour event will be seen. One of our editors from Sky and Telescope headed to Iran, where the prospects for weather are their absolute best. Some of the most unstable places, Iran, Iraq, are curiously some of the best places to see this transit.
Kelly Beatty, thanks a lot for talking with us today.
My pleasure, Robert.
Kelly Beatty is the executive editor of Sky and Telescope magazine. He spoke to us from Boston about tomorrow's transit of Venus.